What's happening? Y'all know what's going on, man. Y'all know what's going down. It's your boy Outlaw Ooh-Op, man. We back in the motherfucking building, man. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. I got my co-host in the motherfucking building with me for sure.
What's going on, man? It's Rhetoric. We here.
Yo, what's happening? It's your boy Joe.
Special guest friend of the show, man. Talk to the people.
Hey, man. EP from Management back again. We here live. Appreciate y'all for having me back, man. Thoughtful Narcissist, tap in.
Yes, sir. Sure. Yes, sir. Got my boy running the boards, man, off camera.
Dub Dun Dada, man, forever up.
Yes, sir, man. You know what it is. Appreciate everybody fucking with us tuning in, man. Another episode, another installment. We here to talk that motherfucking talk. Before we get too deep into that, man, go ahead and like, follow, comment, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a bro to tell a bro, tell your hoe to tell a hoe. Check out that 4E, man. Y'all hear this shit. I'm just gonna let it ride. I'm not real, real fat. And I only really fuck with the baddest. Only fuck her at night like Gladys. Why she keep calling me daddy? Probably get an Uber, she'll never get a patty. I'd rather move if I already had it. Kid out of cool, ain't got no room for attachment. How you do that? How you do that? Hey man, how you do that, man? Coming to a fucking strip club near you real fucking soon, man. Shout out to Tovin, O'Keezy, Ali Bouvier, man. The whole motherfucking team, man. Everybody know, man. Everybody know everybody. Make sure y'all go get that shit, man. We got Baby Health dropping on the 30th, man. Who the fuck? Get that shit. We got goddamn two solid 4E coming soon. Get that shit, man. Y'all just stay tuned. Tap in, man. Shout out to my boy Forever Up, man. But we in the motherfucking building. I had to goddamn shout my folks out.
I see you.
Shout out to everybody, man. Yeah, man. Shout
out. I always got a long list of sponsors.
Yeah, I'm saying, man. Yeah, shout out to all the sponsors.
Man, you gotta keep the lights on.
Shout out
to
Brain Language Arts. Sure, shout out to Mr. Upholstery. Shout out to EP for Management. You know what I'm saying? The whole Gold Militia. Shout out to everybody. You know, shout out to Turcasso Friday, Wordsmith, ATL, CEO, the guy, the whole everybody, man. 30 winning. Shout out to my boy 30 winning, man. Prestige.
Shout out for the first sale. I don't think we talked about that, did we?
Shout out to me. First sale. I've made a few sales since. Good merch. You know what I'm saying? Good merch. Check us out, man, everywhere. You know, Prestigious Pedigree Apparel, TTMP, goddamn, EP from Management.
Yes, sir.
My
yes,
boy
sir.
Ain't got no social media. You know me, Outlaw Ooh-Op. Fuck with us, man.
You forgot all about me.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't
plug your shit, you here.
Fuck y'all.
I just can't give a shit about you. On.
That nigga Fred pictures look funny anyway.
Yeah, damn. You're definitely us.
You gotta get your shit upgraded, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, nigga, fuck all you.
That nigga ain't took a picture. Well,
see, this nigga right here just
he
does the black and white all photos, so you gotta look how ugly he is. And then you right here, you just put the ugly mug right out there.
That's all cap. Anybody that know me on a regular basis know, like,
we see the black and white. We see the off. We see the off offset picture. We see the blurry on purpose. You know, blurry, filter. We peep. I'm with it. I think it's playing.
First of all,
you know what I'm saying, it's a way that you can distract.
That's how you know it's. Oh no, you know. But you the joke
coming here. There was a joke coming here after this. It's a distracting. It's cool, bro.
Your profile picture is in a tuxedo. I ain't seen.
It's not in a tuxedo. And that's my clubhouse.
And that shit for
that's clubhouse.
That shit old as fuck.
Hey, I don't need to wear a tuxedo.
Hey, man,
nigga still trying to tell niggas he J. Cole's cousin.
No, I'm never.
I just know, like, when they see me in public, they know, like, oh, the pictures match. Like, you look nice. So, hey, I don't have no problem.
How old does your picture have to be before it's a catfish?
Oh.
5 years.
18 months. Are you serious?
I say 5 years.
18 months.
J. Cole get dreads, Fred get dreads.
No, that's not how that happened.
It's the same shit.
I'm not gonna lie, the timeline. J. Cole had a haircut.
No,
Fred had a haircut. Soon as J. Cole, whatever J. Cole, this nigga is the most J. Cole jocking ass.
No, I've never jocked J. Cole.
This nigga been trying to go dress for forever, just, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I've always talked about this, so don't do that. I was never.
I'm saying, when J. Cole got dreads, this nigga was like, bro, I think I want dreads.
No, that's not how it happened. I wanted hair like this. However, when I saw Class Act when I was younger.
However,
J. Cole, my hair like this. When they had the fade and the twist up top.
You wanted the kid.
The kid in place. Everybody in that movie had that same hairstyle in Class Act. If you look at, go back and look at Class Act. Everybody, every man in that movie had a fade with twist on their head.
So you might have. So that's maybe one to get. 1990 haircut,
but that's not twist.
You, I mean, it's not twist. I'm dreading like it up. I'm cold. I can change, add my own spin to it.
Yeah, like the J.
But
Cole,
I wanted that
spin.
Style.
Add your own spin to it.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever J. Cole looks like, that's Fred's.
No,
spin.
That's never been my
Fred,
spin.
Man, tell these folks, fuck how you Beyblading. However you want to spin that.
I'm Beyblading. Who said that in the song? Somebody just said that in the song, right? Recently.
You got to get
it. It's like they Beyblading the way I'm spinning. I can't. Who said that
Thug,
shit?
Damn near.
Yeah, it probably was on a Thug song.
Hey, man, you got to listen to the kids, bro. They telling you what toys is the new slang now.
That's crazy that Beyblades is the new sliding lyric.
What is it?
Beyblade. You remember that when we were younger? That's the new sliding lyric.
Beyblade. That's not what you said.
Blade.
Oh, I probably said it real fast.
Yeah. Oh, no. You said it pretty slow.
Nah, nigga.
You just stupid.
Nigga said y'all
blade.
Stupid. Nigga
said
all
blade.
Y'all
niggas.
Blade. 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 Nigga, I used to. Man, nigga, I was the Beyblade champion, nigga.
Yeah, I don't, bet you used to.
I was, nigga. I got to join
you,
in the house.
You had the whole stage.
I had multiple.
I had
three. I had the ice one. I had the black one and the green joint.
Nah, nigga. The hard plastic.
Nigga, I used to let it rip.
The hard plastic one.
Don't be on record talking about you used to be playing with
and when I was a child, yes, hey, I used to play with toys. Screw me. I'm saying, sue me. I used to play with child, but
I was a kid.
I meant to say, sue me.
Some weird shit today. I meant to say, sue me. As usual, per fucking usual, yeah, rhetoric and the weirdo squirrely shit.
Are you squirrely again still?
That nigga stays squirrely. Bro, let's not get too.
I was about to say, your name is Squirrel
into that shit.
What?
Remember he told us his name was, what was it, Chasing Squirrel or?
No, I never said
no,
that.
No, there's an episode on here where you said that.
No, I said when I was little, we had Native American names like in the neighborhood because niggas used to just be out in the outside. You know, I wasn't in the house watching fucking TV all day like Fred. We was outside. We used to climb trees. We used to make ramps and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us the squirrel shit, nigga.
Yeah, that was my nickname, Hiding Squirrel.
Hiding Squirrel, there it was.
Because I used to climb up in the tree.
Hiding Squirrel. Somebody called you that? So what was the other nigga's name?
Man, I don't remember everybody's name. I remember mine.
Was yours the worst?
Nah.
Because right now, that's at the bottom of the
list. I was five, bro. Hiding Squirrel.
I would never be called that. Hiding Squirrel. Hiding Squirrel in the neighborhood.
Nigga, I'm climbing up the tree. We all climbing the tree.
Nah, them niggas were trying to tell you.
Something monkey.
I can't remember.
Yeah, like,
that
okay.
Could be like a real euthanism for sex trafficking.
Damn, niggas just take the worst, bring the worst out of things.
It is, man. Well, we need to get into something positive then. Let's get into something positive then. Let's give remembrance and respect to a legend. You know what I'm saying? They just,
that's what I've been trying to do.
Well, I'll let you lead it then, my brother. You take the lead.
No, hey, Mike. Go ahead.
No, DMX funeral was today. They
It wasn't today.
It wasn't?
No, it was yesterday.
Oh, shit. Well, it was yesterday. I thought it was today. All my shit made it sound like it was today. My feet. But no, they had his funeral. Swiss Beat spoke.
That old damn phone. You only get
updates. You got them 28 hours later.
Yeah, your shit.
That nigga phone is so fucking trash.
All y'all fucking trash. But RIP DMX. I just want to say that first and foremost.
Yeah, for
gotta
sure.
Show love, cause man, yeah, DMX was, he was my first favorite, like my first rapper, like I had as a favorite rapper. DMX was my first favorite rapper, like ever. It was him. After him was Wayne. But
that might be the first superstar we have in adolescence.
Probably.
Like for real, like I'm DMX and everything.
Yeah, DMX was like the Renaissance dude back then.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm doing movies. Everything.
He had not the TV show. He was all on TV. He had fucking hella albums. But like,
you
I just
dropped
remember,
two top albums in the same year.
Yeah, I remember that because all that. You know what I'm saying? But I just remember the fucking, like, nigga had legit anthems.
Bro,
you know what I'm
he
saying?
Made a certain like, kind of nigga. Like there was a certain type anthems. Of nigga that DMX niggas reflected. The white beater, tan bikes, dogs everywhere. All that shit was a mold, bro, that he created.
Homie, that nigga had legit anthems.
Bro. I got a homie that his brother used to wear like, no, his cousin. He used to wear like a chain with like a master lock on it because of DMX. And had a red light in his room and ran their mama light bill up every day. Because he wanted to look like DMX's first album
cover. Bro, my brother got tattoos of dogs and shit. Like, that's all. Like, my brother, motorcycles, all that shit was from that era. Like, my nigga, my brother feels like sometimes he's stuck in that era. Like,
niggas changed what kind of pits they got because of DMX.
Like, they went and got the DMX looking pits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the skinny crackhead pits.
Like, yeah, like, he made DMX. He made that a wave. Like, all that shit, bro, he made, bro, he was really an architect for a lot of different shit that followed.
DMX was definitely fine. He was different, too. Mm-hmm. Like, niggas wasn't getting on the track, like, growling and like, yelling. He had that real enthusiasm, like, you know what I'm saying? That nigga, what? There's so many songs you could just think
it's
of.
Too many.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Where you like, damn, like, that was a legit anthem. Like, damn, like, that was...
Now, I'm going to make you lose my mind. Shit, I used to listen to that video almost every morning.
Yeah, that's like a fucking... Oh, that's definitely a classic.
It was just a crazy... Like I said, he literally had the... For the year or two that he was on, he really had the shit on lock. And, like, that's what I say. Like, I just appreciate everything that he was able to give to us. And it sucks really seeing him go like this.
Nah, it's really definitely unfortunate, man. I mean... It's just fucked up that.
Did you see what Swiss Beat said?
No, I didn't see that.
Says a lot of people trying to come after the money.
I didn't see the whole funeral, but I did see like.
I guess he didn't have a will.
And shit, the processional.
No, I'm sure DMX didn't have a will. Like,
he may not have. He wasn't. I mean, I'm pretty sure he should have though. Just knowing, like.
I mean, if you get any large amount of money, you should get a will after that. If you come into any kind of large amount of money, a will should follow. Should be your next step.
Really a trust, but
yeah.
I mean, this is a man.
That some plans for after you're
done. Who saw the funeral?
I ain't saw clips.
I saw clips.
No, I didn't see it either. I just wanted to see if somebody could get.
I saw pictures of a lot of people outside though. It was many people.
I saw the processional. The processional was nice as hell. They had them on a monster truck.
Yeah, one of the nicest funerals. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To think about doing that in New York, like I don't know if anybody familiar with that type of traffic that's up there, but the shit that they had, you know. That's a tall task.
You took a monster truck through Brooklyn.
Yeah, and it was a lot of people following, mm-hmm. a lot of people, you know, lining up on the street. So it was just good to see that love. And, you know, like we rightfully knew he should get, but I don't even know if he knew, you know what I'm saying, like the impact that he did and how much love.
I think he felt it with the verses.
That's what I was going to say. I think I'm grateful we got the verses with him and Snoop. Because he really was able to just get his flowers of like, no, we right love there. Snoop was his hype man for half of the shit. Right,
That was good for DMX, man. I'm yeah, man.
Yeah, like I said, it hurt me when I saw the news. Like it was just, man, just hearing, like, once I heard the story about how he was without air for 30 minutes, like, I knew it was just
the writing was on the
wall.
Yeah,
it was just, and like I said, I knew it was kind of tasteless for some people to be announcing that. Even though, I mean, if anybody tells you that, that's
you
nothing.
Know what's up. Yeah.
That's not a which one I think, but you know, you want to get a family a little piece to announce it on their own terms.
Yeah, man.
So man, and then Shock G.
Shock G. That was rough.
That was crazy. Rough. That was just unexpected out of nowhere. Rough. So like, we done Shock had G. like DMX, Shock G, Black Rob, all like in the past two weeks.
Yeah.
So that shit is wild. Yeah, RIP to Shock G for sure, man. Fucking Mr. Humpty himself,
bro. We don't get Pac without him.
We don't get Pac without Shock G. We don't.
Big part of that. Also, there's one more sad shit, and then we can kind of get into our normal shit.
Sad shit.
Terrence Clark.
That was rough. Yeah, RIP Terrence Clark,
the basketball player.
19 years old. Yeah.
Shit was
out of Boston.
Yeah.
He went to Kentucky, but he's from Boston.
Yeah. Shit was crazy, man. They say he got into a car accident, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His teammate right in the car behind him.
What?
Yeah.
Another 19 year old guy about to go to the draft.
What happened?
Apparently he ran a red light. This is the alleged story. He ran a red light and somebody hit him.
So he was at fault for the accident.
Essentially.
Damn, I wonder what was going on. Damn, it was just unfortunate.
You know, it's probably in a fast car.
And this was played, so we about to get drafted. We having a good night.
He probably was making all the shots at practice. He probably was feeling good that day.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? So
just signed to Clutch Sports.
I just feel bad. He just did three days before his passing. He signed with LeBron.
He just signed with LeBron.
Feel bad for his family. Like, they were expecting to come into a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
And now
that's over.
It's like worse. It's not. Even, I'm not even about the lifestyle. I mean, it's over. It's just. Sure, like, yeah, I'm just talking about now that they don't even have their kid like anymore.
Somebody's
yeah.
gone.
The yeah, that was gone. It's crazy. That was the first thing you said, but yeah.
No, I'm just thinking about. We don't know his family I mean, situation.
But
like,
you know what's they, so fucked up? It's they could have been in his family that is thinking like that. Like, damn.
I mean, well, they couldn't
wait till after he signed it. It's fucked up. But
like, this is the damn.
But I'm saying we don't know his family. His mama could have been someone who's sick, or you know, so they could have been expecting to change their living style from the life that he was about to be able to provide for them, and now they have to just recheck everything. Yeah. You know, so it's just awful. Stretch. It's an awful situation.
No, it is. Condolences to his family for sure.
Most definitely. All right, man. Let's get into some. We gotta change this up, man. This has been a real morbid, man. We gotta change the mood now. We gotta get into something a little bit.
We're gonna get into more some goddamn crazy shit, man.
Let's get into this nigga, man. Blueface, man. Let's bring him to the top, man. Let's just bring it out there. Face. We got the clip ready, man. Pull the clip up, man.
I don't have the clip. Somebody gotta send me the phone.
It's in the which one? Got John sent it to? It's in the.
I don't have that phone right now.
Oh, okay. Damn. So you shit,
Bluetooth
man.
It to me.
All right.
I mean, yeah. AirDrop
Bluetooth
it to what? Me.
Blueface to Bluetooth.
Blueface to Bluetooth. What, all song? Right. So yeah. So break. Hey, one of y'all break down while I do this.
Yeah.
Y'all break it down. What happened with Blueface?
Basically, man, how he got introduced to me, this nigga Rhetoric came in here making it seem like they finna do a documentary on this nigga, like he just abusing bitches. And I Surviving found out Blueface. That wasn't the case. Apparently, Blueface has some reality show.
We talked about it on the show.
Where, yeah, he's housing women. And he I guess, essentially makes them do things like, you know what I'm saying? Get tattoos of him on them and makes He's them fight each other. And apparently, according to Rhetoric, because all this is based off what Rhetoric told me. I don't have any prior knowledge of this. You know what I'm saying? But
it seems Rhetoric exactly.
Rhetoric is making it seem like these women are getting abused and getting, you know, mistreated.
Okay, let's go back to what was originally said. I was trying to read a tweet. I sent it to you in your in
no,
your DM.
I said,
it didn't let me Bluetooth it to you, so I had to DM it to you. No, so what I was saying was there somebody was like that surviving Blueface documentary is what? Going to be crazy on Twitter. It's going to be crazy. And I'm like, I just said that last part of it to him. And he was just like, oh, what do you mean? I was like, well, you know, he got this shit going on where he's getting these women having tattoos. He got them living in bunk beds, crazy quarters. These bitches living like four
it
to a room.
Definitely no but context in a mansion. To what the fuck is going on.
Four so to a room.
I had no clue.
How many of them is
he talking about?
Four to a room. What do you mean? How many is it? It's multiple women. It's like probably 20 women, but it's four to like a room.
And it's like five rooms?
It's roughly. It probably was. It was like because, like I said, they all wasn't. You didn't see all the bedrooms. You only see them going to a couple of the bedrooms, where just two bunk beds in there.
I have no DM from you on.
Is it like jail bunk beds or they like nice bunk beds?
Man, that's
like
I probably sent it to you wrong one. Hold on.
13-year-old, 10-year-old girl like ass, kid ass. Yeah.
Damn.
For sure.
So it was just wild. Like so, then apparently in this new episode, this new installment,
he got the bitches going to get tatted.
Get them tatted, yeah. He sending them to the tat fair. He like get. I think it's literally getting a picture of him on.
Like him, like get my face on you.
Yeah. Like it's really on some wild shit.
But this is what I'm saying. These bitches don't have to
say no. Yeah.
They don't have to do this, but they don't want to go home.
Yeah.
They
I think
love
that,
this shit.
So y'all rather
they may not love it. They may be better than home.
Go to fucking work. I bet you that.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, they, I know they strike. Obviously. They disdain labor. So especially those types.
Are you sending it?
I just sent it, yeah. They said it sent this time.
See how you said that with who's you saying that to, you bro? Did? That's why they think you hate women.
He does. I don't hate women. I just said those women right there would not.
That's not me, bro. That's not old.
Oh, okay. Shit, nigga got multiple so shits on him.
No, I'm saying one of them I got locked out of. I couldn't get back in it.
Damn.
Nigga got all the fucking messages on there. But just play my shit from. Just give me the chord, bro. I'll play for my shit.
I'm saying your shit's trash, though.
It's gonna play though.
I'm saying we ain't trying.
The audio might gonna sound different.
It is. This nigga phone is garbage.
Just pass me the chord, brother.
What are we playing?
Just gonna play a little bit of the Blueface.
With the bitches getting tatted.
You didn't have to.
Dub, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this?
That's their fault.
These women have a choice. They made their choice. They decide to live there. They do anything.
Huh?
Everybody, you ready to get tatted?
Hey.
Where you gonna get your shit hit at? Ooh.
You getting tattooed?
Huh? You getting your tattoo today?
She was pointing to her neck. Another girl asleep in her bunk bed.
Go home. Which one is it? Your tattoo? On the hand?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna be it right there.
That's gonna be hard.
That man kinda look like my hand. G?
Cause you
must. Ah, twin. Ready to get tatted, cat? Yeah.
Like I said, do you see these living conditions? These are fucking...
Let me see.
These are the worst living conditions you can put people in.
I mean, no, it's not. Nah, it ain't. You are fucking... You are one of those. You're fucking Karen. You're
those are horrible living conditions.
The worst living conditions ever.
They're not the worst ever. I'm exaggerating there.
Don't,
I mean,
but
why?
You can't exaggerate in this, dirty. In this situation.
They got them in plumbing and...
AC fucking and
fucking
and they eating this shit.
And
yeah, these bitches look like they on
they
bad girls.
They get in the pool. They
yeah,
going to get
it is, it's his version of it.
They just dirty.
It's not far off from a small college dorm.
Yeah, it's not. But they're not putting you four to a room in a college dorm.
I mean,
yes,
what the fuck? They need their own
yes,
room with a fucking
the ones
canopy,
I wore,
man.
The ones I was in, they had two to
and
a room like that size.
My sister and these hoes living like Cinderella in every
bitches
room.
At the dorm right now.
Yeah, like, why should these bitches have anything better than what the fuck?
Oh, and I hate women.
Now you
and
might
I hate
be,
women.
You might be
and I hate women.
Now.
No, I mean, but saying, I mean, like, what all can you do for 20 fucking women?
Right.
In a little bit ass
saying.
House.
You how about us not invite them to your home? Like, that's the first thing we can talk about. That's the first thing we can do. Shit. Not
yeah,
invite
man,
them down there. Not put them
stupid.
In those conditions.
They was doing the show and you loving the show.
You just told me that these bitches
only fans.
You just told me
that
these bitches had nowhere to go.
Dummy.
You just told me that these same women had nowhere to go.
Okay. What is it the thing with y'all where it's like multiple things can happen at once? I can enjoy something and still know it's problematic and wrong. Like, I don't get that those two
that
things can happen.
That sounds pretty fucking toxic.
Am I the only person that's like that? Because that's why I'm confused. Because like, clearly we just had a whole conversation about certain songs that we all just like.
There you
that,
go, man. I told you, the longer this nigga
first
hair
of all,
get, the more
I said I didn't like none of them
get.
Fucking
I didn't say,
songs.
I didn't say y'all. I just said you in particular. I'm saying we just had a conversation about that. So I'm saying, like, yeah, you can look at something and say that's wrong. And then when you out here take it to another level, like tattoos, like, that's wrong. I can still watch it and still say that's wrong. I'm not the
I mean,
one doing it.
But you're just so up in arms, bitch.
I'm not up in arms.
It.
I'm not up in arms, bitch, about anything. I'm really just talking about it, trying to make jokes.
Nah, you fucking trying to advocate for these women.
Because advocating for the women? How am I advocating for the women? Y'all just want
to.
I'm sorry. I don't want to baseline. Oh, these bitches just so stupid, man. These bitches just so. I want
to
say something more.
No,
I have more. I have more shit to say.
That's
what I hear when y'all talk.
Do you feel like these bitches are stupid?
I don't think that these bitches are stupid. I think these bitches come from a limited, low income area for the most part. From what I watch,
they don't want to go back to fuck home.
Yeah, I don't blame them for wanting to go there. That doesn't mean. They should get exploited like that.
You think they're being exploited?
Yes, of course. All those shows, reality show, is built on exploitation.
Even if they sign up for it,
yes, you can sign up to be exploited. Why is that so hard for y'all to understand? You can sign up to be exploited. You can do that. Like that happens. You don't have to necessarily be open.
Once it becomes willing, the level of exploitation decreases.
Yeah, but you can be
once willing. Once you're a willing participant, once you know
you're not being exploited,
you're signing,
you
right.
are still being
no,
exploited.
Exploited is slick, like
you can still be exploited. No, it does. No, that's never.
I never
if you look
said
up the
it.
Definition
I never
of
said
exploited,
it. I never said it was all the way. I said slick.
No, it's
slick.
No slick. There's no part of not. You can know you're being exploited. Being exploited has so many different levels to it. It's not just something that's cut and dry as, oh, he's doing this, so that means he's doing this, and that's exploitation. No, it's so many different levels that it can go by. That's all I'm saying. We
what
can make fun of him. We can make jokes about him, but
once it becomes
the shit
willing,
can come and roost his ugly head to this nigga two,
once it's willing,
5-6 years from now.
Once it's willing.
Of what he could be doing in that
once
house
the
with
participants
girls.
Are willing, the exploitation no longer becomes
no,
negative.
It doesn't. You can still be negative.
Nah, they want to
so
do this.
So what's the point for it?
I wanted to have fun and talk about it. Y'all niggas talking about
you're
I get on my
having,
high horse.
What you're saying is not fun. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
There has to be more. We all can't just say the same shit.
But you talking
you
about
gotta,
oh, they
God,
get it.
I'm trying to make fun of Blueface and talk shit about Blueface. Y'all can talk about shit about the hoes. I want to talk shit about Blueface and they get exploiting
you
the bitches.
Talk about
but you talking
I just said about him exploiting these bitches.
The whole thing though.
Because you talk about bitches getting exploited.
No,
you know motherfuckers go hear this
the
shit.
The worst living
like,
conditions is ever. Nobody wants to hear that.
And it's a joke fucking joke, right, bro. It's a joke, bro. And you just took it like it wasn't something more than it was. It was a fucking joke. But me saying they live in, you're like, oh man, they're not. Those are not the worst conditions possible, bro. Those are not. I'm just saying that's literally what happened. Y'all act like I came up here and said something crazy, and he didn't come up. Keep it. Let's just keep it a bean. I said something. They live in the worst conditions, and JoJo got serious and was like, those are not the worst conditions. How am I not joking about what's going on?
Hold on, white lady. First of all, what I'm gonna fucking say now, don't ever put no fucking seriousness on me.
No, you did, but
no, I did not.
You literally just said those aren't the worst conditions.
Now because you said I'm fucking serious. Stop. Don't put no fucking words in my mouth. You can't do that. Okay, you're not that type of guy.
We'll let the recording say it then.
This motherfucker Fred is the biggest
just
white lady.
Just fucking calm down, boy.
This nigga's the biggest fucking white lady.
I'm gonna cry about white lady hours
yeah,
from now.
Yeah, he is, bro. Man, what he acting like?
This nigga is a fucking white lady, bro.
I know. I would say those two if so I was Fred is in a corner.
Fred nobody's in no fucking white, corner. Bro. We talking about fucking Blueface and some hoes.
And you making it seem like these bitches just over here getting.
No, I wasn't. I was literally joking about the conditions they're living in.
What's wrong with their living conditions?
Because you always.
They're not the best conditions.
That's not.
And I made a joke saying that those are. I made a joke doing a hyperbole saying that, oh, it was the worst conditions ever.
Bad joke.
Man, your jokes fucking suck.
Damn,
your joke,
said that wasn't
friends.
A good joke.
What if Fred's
I wouldn't expect more. I wouldn't expect more critical assessment. Yeah, the critical assessment, I wouldn't.
What do you expect, bro? You gotta let your friends know when their jokes are trash.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
So if I didn't like it, I'm supposed to just like
you cannot,
laugh.
You don't have to laugh. You can respond how you chose to prove it. You wanted to.
Well, that's what I did.
That's cool. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have a problem with that.
No, y'all trying to say I'm trying to be serious when I made a joke about what their conditions are.
But you always be saying shit like that, and you don't be joking sometimes.
So, okay, we're joking here. I'm laughing. I didn't say I didn't stop anything to any of y'all because I'm laughing. I'm having a fun time.
When you acting like a white lady,
unfortunately, I know this is a crazy situation for y'all to understand. I can have fun at my expense, at other expense, whatever going on. I don't have to be at that point. I can literally laugh at what's going on. I'm okay with laughing at what's going on.
Sometimes when you act like a white lady.
No, it's just y'all niggas don't know how to have a good time. Y'all niggas have to. Y'all come at me when I say something. Anytime y'all say some crazy shit and I just make a snark of it, it's like, oh, why are you being a white person? Nigga, you was just being white. You was literally just being a white person.
I would never be a white.
You was. You literally was just being a white person saying to me, that's not the worst conditions.
That's not a white person.
It's not.
That's something a white person would say.
Serious.
I was far from that. So let's change it up. Because clearly this is supposed to be a light topic.
Tell better fucking jokes.
Or just make up your own joke if you don't like mine. Don't tell me my shit isn't real.
So now he all snarky like a little bitch now because niggas don't get this shit. All right.
Hey, man, it's cool.
Yeah, that wasn't a good joke. I'm just keeping
that's,
it real.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I understand. Sometimes I gotta step. I understand. I gotta bring it down here. I keep
Fred,
going up.
You're never
up
funny,
there.
Bro. You
I
don't have
there.
High level jokes. You never told one of those.
I go up there. And
you never told
I just
one
see
of
that
those.
Y'all aren't getting those. So don't worry, I'm going to bring the lamp down. I'm going to get a little step ladder.
Humor.
I'm going to get the step ladder for y'all so y'all can get up there and we can all try to make the same kind
Eric,
of content.
Good joke, bad joke.
This turns to a very different thing.
It wasn't even
because
supposed to be.
Because Fred's getting all defensive and snarky and feisty and shit.
On the playback, we'll see who got defensive and snarky first.
I can't get defensive about where somebody else living at, so it can't be me. It's impossible for it to be me. I don't see how that would be me.
All right, man. Y'all saw Jake Paul knock that boy out.
No, I ain't seen none of that bullshit. Fuck what you got to say, home boy.
Well, let's start. What you got on the list then? So show me your docket. What's on your docket today?
Nigga, I don't want to hear none of that shit right now, man. You just got a bad taste in my mouth.
Oh, I don't ever want to have a taste in your mouth at all.
Never.
My taste of my mouth. Your mouth never need to be a taste of me in your mouth ever in your life, my brother.
That was wild.
That was wild.
Yeah, nigga.
Squirrely shit.
See, when you get antsy, you get squirrely.
I need to be quiet for a second.
Bless me.
They go to squirrely other shit.
They go to squirrely shit.
That shit rubbing off on me.
Let's talk about shit.
Let me take a sip.
So
of my,
wait, no, I did
want to
ask
chalice.
You. So like, all right, so I hear this thing about like, so you ain't been watching the new season of Snowfall.
No, I mean, I haven't really been watching it, no.
This nigga ain't never seen one. Me and this nigga had to watch it from episode one.
I seen part of for season one.
What's
I seen
part
of
season
part,
one?
What was the last
seen
thing you seen in season
what's
one?
What's the distinctive thing from Snowfall you remember?
Bro, so he didn't see it.
Because it's a certain point in this season where you see what he just learned how to do, and you're hooked. You got to be.
Pardon me.
Really, Really, before that.
Pardon me.
Man, come on, this our show. We can do whatever the fuck.
Yeah. We just blur it out.
On. Come on.
Yeah, it'll be an edit job. Oh, I guess Lord. I know that might be asking a lot, but I just.
Yeah, man. I've watched Snowfall periodically.
You haven't watched enough to be able to have a power discussion.
Do you think you have enough insight on it, like four seasons that's passed, to give an opinion on it?
No. I don't think. I mean, my opinion on it is that it's a pretty good show, but I have
from an hour and 20 minutes of footage you've seen.
Tell us what you know about what's going on in the show.
Yeah.
Right now.
No. Just overall where you're at.
Your knowledge of what's going on.
Like the basis of the show. I know, like, you know, it was a CIA agent who was doing some shit or whatever. He fucked around and died. And then the other guy came in and saw what was happening. Got his little plug on the drugs. Met up with some folks. Met Franklin. Got that nigga plugged in. Got him selling dope. I know Franklin fucked with his uncle. Franklin got his...
he was fucking with the Mexicans before he fucked with Franklin.
Fucking with the Mexicans. Yeah, he was fucking with the Mexicans.
That's and the Jewish dude. Shit.
But then I know, like, Franklin fucking with his uncle. I know Franklin got his little crew going on and shit. I know about the police officer staying next door. Franklin bitch, or he fuck with her. Whoever the chick is, the chick that shot Franklin. You know what I'm saying? Her, I know they got a little connection going on somewhere along the line. Maybe not a relationship or, you know.
He didn't see this last season, so he don't know.
Yeah, because he said Mel and her dad. Like, I was like, oh, there's no point even talking about this.
I mean, that's why I was just making sure he didn't know.
He'll tell you everything about Power now. You'll give him a Power trivia?
Yeah, because he probably watch every episode. Yeah,
that motherfucker know last names, power addresses.
But I'm saying, like,
Power is different.
It's a very shallow show.
And Power was on.
I got that vibe off the first episode when I watched it.
Power is a lot older, too. So Power is something that was on. Yeah, Power came out 2015.
Good writing has always existed.
But this is what I'm saying.
No, way more reality.
I'm not talking about as far as the writer. What I'm saying is Power has been on longer. So it was more episode, like it was out longer for me to catch on to it. Like, I didn't watch Power when it first came out. I started watching Power in like 2018. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Damn. But I caught on to it. He got to let it. He liked to binge watch too, though. I watched the season and I watched like three episodes of whatever season that was at that time. I was like, bro, this shit good as fuck. When the season finished, I went back and watched everything. Like, I binge watched the whole
season. I can't even do that. Yeah, I can't watch season three then go back and watch season one.
So I didn't watch the whole season three.
I've done that with certain.
I did that with The Wire.
I've never done it.
I didn't watch the whole season three. I saw like three episodes.
I did that with Game of Thrones. Yeah, I did that with Game of Thrones too.
You watched the season and then went back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I always wait till they say it's a new season coming out next week or 2 weeks or a month. Then I started back watching. I just did that with The Shy. I caught up on The Shy.
I heard The Shy fell off.
Why stop?
Somebody told me that too once. The dude that played Jason on there.
But I mean, his character, he was a.
But that's the last season I've seen. The one where his character was his last season.
Now it's like more so the kids and the other nigga who's seen. What's his nigga name?
Isn't Shy like the Black Shameless kind of?
No, not like that.
Okay.
It's way more serious.
I never watched
it. It's way more serious songs on the show. But this Snowfall
I haven't seen enough Snowfall to really say.
When I tell you, like, when I
watched Power, that shit was just a lot more. It just was like, to me, it was just like caught me.
He can see himself as Ghost.
When he watched Snowfall, he gonna know he Franklin.
I probably was Franklin. Back in
he
day.
Gonna know he nah, Franklin was. You wasn't.
I said I was he like, gonna, he was like Jerome.
But he might be Jerome.
I mean, not like Leon was the Leon.
The nigga with the fro, right?
Yeah,
let's not compare people to fictional characters.
Yeah, because it's all jokes. Everything is a legend.
Tell you now, like, as an advocate Snowfall watcher, and I watch both.
And I mean, I will watch Snowfall.
You're not gonna give a fuck about Power a little bit once you watch
at the end of season four. You're gonna be more invested than you was at the end of season four.
Anything you've ever been in Power? Like, you not, you gonna not care about power the moment you run through Snowfall.
But I mean, I hear y'all. That's
I don't want to talk deep about it too much because that's heightening his expectations. I'm gonna tell
you the one difference. That he ain't the difference really that make what kind of, and I talked to still good about right it earlier.
Yeah, it is.
What puts Snowfall over power is John Singleton.
But yeah. John Singleton isn't
he's written everything though.
That's he stole this been all from Freeway, Ricky Ross.
Pretty much too, yeah.
I mean, but Freeway said it.
So we're saying that like the seasons are already written out. Of
some running,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He wrote all of that before he passed.
How many seasons did he?
The last season is the next one. The fifth.
The
one,
last right season is the fifth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Power was just good to me though. I need six. I watched.
How many seasons is Power? I mean, episodes power is Power. Six. How many episodes? Power,
at least it's like six, like, seven, it's eight, ten. Seasons,
eight. How many episodes per season?
Nine or ten.
Okay. Oh, then yeah. This is something you can compare to then.
Yeah,
because sometimes good, when God shows have like 13 or more episodes, they get a lot of filler and padding in it. Bro, so then it's like the writing isn't as sharp because they had to fill space.
Six seasons, 63 episodes.
So, it's like, so like that means a couple of seasons 11 was like 11 13, or 12. The yeah last two seasons.
One of them was 11, probably one of them was 12.
Yeah.
But Power was fucking.
And the last two seasons of Power are terrible.
Terrible?
Does anybody disagree?
I don't know if I say
most terrible shows do better at five. Like Breaking Bad was five,
and it was immaculate. Five seasons.
If you're a writer, you know 5 seasons but is probably the best you're gonna get.
But they told a lot of fucking story in the yeah fucking episode.
But they doing a lot of the same.
Element, all of that, but we see that in Snowfall.
Yeah,
a lot of
we just seen the come up.
How much of Power is him just fucking Angela?
I mean, that's not a. It's a good bit of. It's not a lot of power. A lot of power is not him fucking Angela.
That's what I mean. He felt a little way about that the way you did that, though.
Power was a. I mean,
I'm just saying, a lot of it is fucking.
But Power was on Stars. Like, Power was. You showed.
FX has.
They fucking on FX.
Yeah, FX lets a lot of shit go.
A lot of titties on FX.
I mean.
You ain't seeing goddamn Latour.
That's not writing.
That's not character development. Thank you. That's the other part too. I really don't.
That's not a plot. I promise you, those are some great titties, but that's not a plot.
All I'm saying is that's yeah different. That's but the I difference in the show. Like,
a lot of titties.
This is what I'm saying.
What's the name? Titties.
All I'm saying is that's just the difference in the show. Like the lengths that they could go on this shit.
You'd be surprised of that. Then you'd be surprised.
But then once you put fuck, man, it's some shows that had too much fucking. Game of Thrones had too much fucking in it. Like, why? Why are you showing them fucking again? Like for the eighth time.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones.
He didn't even drink a Gatorade in between.
Huh?
No, I'm saying they have how many times that showed them fucking, they'll have like no break between
mad yeah fucking. Nip Tuck was like that too.
Nip Tuck was crazy.
Yeah, never Californication.
Bro, that's a good show.
That was about yeah
the L word, mad fucking.
L Word wasn't FX though, was it?
Nah, that was Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big TV guy. Like, I
watch you find one show that you like and you fuck with
no,
that.
No, like, niggas show me some shit and if I catch on to it, I'm gonna fuck with it. If I'm at your house and you watching this shit and I get into it, fuck it, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, you did that with Big Mouth when we watched Big Mouth that one time.
But like, I don't sit at the house and like watch TV.
You
like,
should though, because
I just
like,
don't do that.
To be fair, the last 20 years, we've probably been in the golden age of TV.
I mean, yeah, I know. I'm familiar with shows, 40, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know about what's going on, but it's like, I know I'm familiar with shows, and I may watch a few episodes like a or dog something, but I'm not just sitting there looking and waiting for shit to come out, you know what I'm saying? That's all.
No, because when he said four, when he did the fours, he was trying to tell you what time we are on the clock, and you said 40 loud as fuck.
Because I thought he was talking about like 40 years, like, and it really probably is that long.
This is funny. All right, man. So we're going to get into this golden age of television. Let's talk about this fucking Mortal Kombat movie then.
Fire.
Y'all, you honestly bro, believe
I
that?
Even
fire?
Seen this shit.
For what I wanted from it, average. Fuck okay. Yeah,
average.
It was.
It was average to me.
Average.
Yeah.
Average.
The first Mortal Kombat was better than this one.
No, it wasn't.
The first one.
No, it wasn't.
You fucking sick out of your mind.
Or their powers did not look this fire in nothing.
Johnny
ever.
Cage. Yeah, of course the special effects is.
So
I'm talking about the story.
Technology is better. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. We actually had a real Mortal Kombat
bro,
in that one.
Fuck this nigga does, man.
Bro, we gonna get to the tournament. Yeah, I really can't stand this
nigga. This
nigga
gonna be off camera making faces at people and shit. Fuck wrong with this nigga, man.
So, Joe, did you see it?
Nah, I didn't see it yet.
So, really, it's only
somebody
me
let me get that
about
HBO
it.
Max. Hey, one of the viewers, man.
They got a 7-day free trial.
Yeah. One of the, I'm saying, nigga, I can only watch so much in 7 days. Shit, nigga, I got a lot of shit to do.
Mortal Kombat.
I got a lot of shit to do, bro.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a busy guy. I ain't got time to sit around and watch fucking movies.
Well, shit, you don't need nobody fucking log in here.
Yeah, I do, because when I do have the time.
You can't get you that 7-day free fucking trial. I'm saying,
7 days. I ain't going to have 7 days. I may have eating off his
shit. Oh yeah, that shit.
I'm saying niggas so stingy, like
you goddamn
Fred, you the main one who always tells us we need to defeat corporate America. Fred,
you have my Hulu password.
Yeah, Hulu, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's
see how niggas want to keep eating off you?
No,
that's fuck with me after like I ain't goddamn blessed.
Let's fucking clear this up, country nigga. You ain't blessed me with shit. Yes, let's clear this up. Let's fucking clear this up, country nigga. You ain't blessed me with shit. I ain't ask you for nothing. This nigga came over here and logged in your shit at my house.
I could have unlogged it out.
I never asked for Hulu. I don't fucking watch Hulu. But I want to watch WAP HBO 6-9. Max.
WAP 6-9.
No, ain't no f-
that shit near.
I'm gonna just finish off with my Mortal Kombat review. I'm gonna give it a number.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, but remember they hate you.
4.5 out of 10.
Fuck no. That shit was a solid 7.5. Mm. Easily. What,
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. Yes.
So that I
off of just fighting and gore alone. The
reason why for me is
no
lore. A lot of shit was shown, but no, there was no real build up, no payoff to it. And it was
this nigga wanted Lord of the Rings from Mortal Kombat.
No, I didn't. Like, I just wanted like to know why it's important that Liu Kang and Shaolong are.
We'll get into that. Cool. It's clearly gonna be a trilogy. They alluded
they
to
better
that
be
at the
shit.
End of that. Like
better
I said,
be. They said you, The Rock might be Johnny Cage.
I don't give a fuck.
That would be fucking nuts.
If you walked into it and you was, if you rock. Walked into it and was looking for like real ass kicking and gore and fatalities and all that shit was in the movie.
Man, he just be in everything.
The characters look like the characters they
so
want.
Y'all gonna watch the new Fast
up.
And Furious?
Yeah, I'm watching that.
I'm man, that shit.
I'm too invested.
No, I'm not. Nine?
Yeah, I've been invested for a minute.
It's gonna be fucking 10.
I can't. It'd be
one fucking race.
I'm off it.
And it's just they be doing some dumb shit. They just stole some cars and they.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm still invested. In the Fast and Furious.
I'm fucking invested.
I'm with the family.
The fucking success of Fast 5 fucked us up.
Yeah, you're right.
See you again.
Fast 5 made it. Yeah.
Fast 5 made it too crazy.
Too action.
I'm just not. Off the train before y'all try to go ahead and combine Transformers with fucking Fast and Furious.
I wouldn't be mad at that. I would not be mad at that.
In outer space on this
like
shit?
I said, bro.
They do one little outer space little
I'm
thing.
Done,
in
yeah,
this.
They do some.
I'm racing space and rockets.
Now fucking John Cena in this.
Come
shit.
Come on, bro. I'm done with y'all.
I didn't see him.
Next, I'm the present prize. Vince McMahon ain't gonna be in the next one. Triple H and shit. This shit gonna be goddamn all over the goddamn.
Undertaker gonna come back with Paul Walker.
Now if I see Goldberg in this shit, I'm done with these niggas.
This nigga said the nigga gonna come back with Paul Walker, bro. God
that's fucked
damn.
Up.
What the fuck?
I didn't say that.
You might, I mean, fuck.
That's what they gonna do next? Doing everything now. They don't give a fuck.
Man, and that's a hologram, that shit.
I mean, they put his brother in the
come
last
on,
movie.
Bro. They went and got his brother and did clone
know,
and all type
was,
of shit to
think,
make him
I
look
think
like
that
he
was
in
an insensitive joke, man. I'm here. I'm part of cancel culture, man.
Nah, nigga, that was funny. Nah, that was funny. That shit can ride. But it's
R.P. Paul
nah,
Walker, man.
Something you're going to have to deal with.
It's all good.
When you leave
that's
here.
Why I'm behind the scenes.
That nigga Paul, that's crazy.
It was fucked up to say, but it was funny, so.
Well, shit, man. That's that, I guess.
Ain't nothing left to say on Paul Walker. You really just killed the mood on that joint.
When that shit come out?
Next month. Okay. It's supposed to be out last year, but you know
I'm
everything.
Talk about some of Fred people, man.
All right, before we do that, though, can we just talk about Kalani?
We gotta talk about white people today.
Kalani says she gay.
Yeah, and
that's newsworthy.
No, I just want to say, I just had one little thing to say. No, I wanted to add one thing to that. It was just funny because
we gossiping.
No, it's not gossip. This is fucking the truth. She said she's gay. But the funny shit is like, why do when girls say they gay, they start wearing like the pants and like the they start dressing like boys. Like
I just
you saw
like
that?
Not even that. I just can't. I can't even take that serious.
I've never seen her like that.
I can't take that serious from you just because I know mad niggas that fucked you.
Like she was with Lizzo and all them niggas.
Oh, you talk. I thought you were talking to Fred.
Looking like
Kalani.
Wow. Relax.
No, I thought you was talking to Fred. Like saying like you know niggas who.
No, relax.
No, I'm saying okay, somebody okay, knows
I zoned out and I came back.
This nigga JoJo zones out and comes back at the craziest point.
I do. That's why sometimes
I don't know. Somebody know these niggas who be fucking friends.
Nigga, whoa.
But okay, now what you? But Kalani.
Kalani, it's mad famous niggas we known that in been fucking.
NYG, Kyrie, Party, like, it's a list.
I can't hear.
I just hate when they get hurt and then they say I'm gay. I was like, no, you just mad at niggas.
Kate
said it's the same shit. You
that is it.
That was a little off. He got a little excited. And I just didn't want to feel bad for him.
Bro, because that's real. You mad at niggas. You not gay.
I mean,
it look cool to
what the fuck this shit done turned into. I mean, Fred wants to be a black woman, so.
Jesus.
I'm saying it's hard being a white woman. Especially when you want to be a black one. This nigga Rachel Dozal. What's that lady name? Rachel Dozal. This nigga the NAACP white lady, man. Who want to be black?
Oh, yeah. That, okay, yeah.
Hell nah. The bitch with the kinky twist.
The bitch with the, look at him. Oh, the bitch with the kinky twist.
You don't have to accept this. I keep telling you this every time I come up here.
Oh my god, these motherfuckers are stupid, man. I just let these niggas get off their little giggles, man.
Don't let them bully you because you're the minority.
It's not no bully. Not no minority. Fuck you.
I mean, that's what's supposed to happen at this point.
In the studio, that's what it is, man. We boy, white lady. Damn.
Gotta let you have.
They leave you to talk to the police.
Hell no.
I'm probably the best bet though.
No.
All right, man. We got to talk about this before we finish up, man. We got
turn on us.
What you say?
Turn on us in the heart.
Nah, I would say it depends. Like they're like,
I have to be out there with
those niggas in there.
They shut everything.
That probably will be karma for y'all.
They got guns.
Like officer, these men.
They took all my studio equipment.
Yep, these men had me hostage. They had a gun to my head. Come get them.
Like yeah, it smells like it. They smell you. That's what they gonna say. They would let you.
I'm gonna be like,
they would let you change.
Officer, this man has a navel tat. He's a radical. He's a fucking radical.
Y'all niggas bring up the same
like
shit.
He's a fucking Black Panther. He's
like, oh yeah, you know this nigga, this African ass that can't wait to sell out some black folk. So he can't wait to. Nigga? Oh, he's a Black Panther. Get him, nah, nigga. He's a Black Panther. Get him.
I'm saying, man.
You can't wait to goddamn you. call out a nigga.
You're
gonna sell a nigga too. Nah, that's Dub.
No, Dub is selling niggas for sure.
Dub would definitely
he can't
goddamn.
Wait to get forever.
Dub, look at the pub deals he's giving out.
Bro, this nigga should. I know about it.
The pub deals this
you
nigga.
You might like, I never signed
disgusting.
With you, but like, I see what you do.
Glad I ain't no artist.
I'm about to go to a show right after this, man. Try to see if I can goddamn finagle.
Trying to steal some pub.
This nigga said finagle. He know. He let it be known. That's why I fuck with him. He honest about it.
This nigga ain't no good finagling, though.
So what y'all think about this Black Lives Matter lady, man? She done came out. She got multiple houses, $1 million homes.
Black Lives Matter, man. Mm-hmm.
The lady that's been funneling the bread, like, bro, I'm up. Which, honestly,
do you expect her to do?
I would have high-fived this nigga, but I knew he wouldn't have went for it.
My thing is this. When you're an activist, right, what incentive do you have?
Fuck, I look like high five.
That's what I'm saying.
It's what incentive do you have as an activist to make shit better? Like, if shit's better, then you know we're out of a job. That's not good job security.
That's very true.
So I've never, anybody, once they become a professional.
Once you make shit better, you got to keep shit better. You go from activist to public policy. You become a politician.
None of them
try to be
honest friends that they're trying to do that for.
Yeah, most people aren't trying to get into politics. That's too much responsibility for them.
But it's the same thing.
For real, a lot of people tell you, "Oh no, I don't want to get into politics." But
they don't want
to. I don't have a problem with you criticizing politics.
Like
you should.
That's why you see
they
most people like the want, with money, shit. They'd rather be lobbyists.
Yeah, I mean, lobbyists is
right because that the lobbyists are the people behind the scenes. You the ones trying to control a nigga instead of the one being controlled.
I mean, so but the thing about like, this, even with the Black Lives Matter shit, it's just that's all that is a fucking lobbyist at his root. You know what I'm saying?
George Soros.
I'm not getting into that, but this nigga love to fucking take it there.
I'm just talking about
in general. I'm talking about literally from what their paperwork says. I'm talking about what their paperwork says. They
but
are
I'm
a lobbyist
like,
group for Democratic
like,
Party.
Like Sean, what's the boy's name?
Sean King.
He bred it. Like, but what do he do?
He was a journalist.
Sean King
for a little bit.
Exposing a lot of fucking shit though.
But a lot of these niggas do get people to give them donations. to continue their work and efforts and stuff.
They're eating, bro. Like, yeah, they're getting a lot of bread.
Who's saying?
There's a lot of individually wealthy people who want to.
That's Sean King.
This is what I'm saying. Well, instead of giving that money to Sean,
bro, just what's the dude? What was the dude named Brooklyn Dad? He was getting like 60K from fucking the Democratic Party.
D-Ray.
Yeah, like a lot of these niggas be getting money from their party, bro. To
perpetuate
continue
whatever message they want out.
I'm glad you said that word, perpetuate.
I mean, because it all depends
on whole lot of fucking perpetuation.
Yeah,
whole lot of bullshit, man. I don't fuck with that bitch Candace Owens, but she was saying some real fucking
shit. That's your main bitch. Everybody who don't fuck with, he prefaced that. He fuck with you. That's your main bitch, Candace Owens.
Bro, I don't fuck
we
with
did
Candace
watch
Owens.
Mad Candace Owens.
Y'all niggas said she was fine.
Okay, let's be specific on who said that.
I said she was
decent looking. I didn't say she was fine. I said she was decent looking.
I still think she's fine.
He said fine. Yeah.
Candace Owens is a fucking four.
That's not what I mean. That's not bad.
These niggas a fucking toilet.
What?
You think Candace Owens is a four though, for real? I thought he was just. You really think she's a four?
Nah, I don't.
Yeah, she's not a four. Yeah, she's a decent looking girl.
We also know if she had a fat ass, she wouldn't be a four.
Yeah. Four. Yeah, I'm having a fat ass for this nigga is like an eight right there off top. And then he gonna call you an eight off of that.
Nah.
I didn't see you do it.
You at least a six.
You a five.
I've seen you do it.
You at least halfway
there. Five.
You halfway there.
Five off a fat ass.
I didn't see you.
Five off a fat ass.
Five off a fat ass, baby.
She at least a six off of him.
You got a fat ass. You halfway there, baby. What else you got? Shit.
You halfway there.
Shit, baby.
So really, you skinny shaming her? Because that's apparently been a thing now. I didn't know that was a thing.
You can be skinny with a fat ass.
That's real.
That's true.
That's real.
So cut it out, buckaroo.
When I said it was crazy,
no, I think he really shamed her more about her eye space and more.
No, you guys.
I said she had big eyes. That's all I said.
I never. I don't think it's a problem having big eyes. That I disliked about her. All I said was she's not that cute to me.
I don't think her eyes are big. I think they're far apart.
They're far apart as fuck.
What's the name of that fish that lays on its side and then both the eyes come out?
Flounder?
What was the nigga off SpongeBob that had to turn sideways?
I know you're talking about.
Nigga that hit the
she looked, I mean, it's slick horse-like.
Bubble Bass. Talking about the other nigga.
I know what you're talking about. See, I thought it was a flounder.
I thought she looked like the bitch.
I don't know.
I thought she looked like the little shit off of Ice Age, the squirrel.
Oh, shit. There's a fish that lays on the side and then the eye comes up to the other side.
I'm on the mic. All
right. You know what I'm saying?
So no, I know what
you're that's what the fuck she looks like. But anyway, I'm not saying nothing about, like, it's no particular feature. I just don't think she's cute.
You just think the overall package is not satisfactory.
I'm just not attracted to her. She's just not attracted to me.
But that doesn't mean she don't say stuff that you agree with, because this nigga was championing her.
Yes, I'm not. Now, her fucking thought process is definitely not one that I normally align myself with. However,
she got some shit off
on this particular topic, and one other particular topic, she did say some things that I could definitely agree with.
Is Candace Owens a piece of pussy that you would turn down?
Yes. Well, no.
In
no,
your
no.
face.
No, alright, listen.
Like, you had a couple drinks, you know, you a little bit
like
off.
Right now, how you feeling? Single,
no drinks, sober.
Now, I'm going to break it down, because it's all...
You know you fucked up on that half of that Long Island. It's all... that little, two sips of that Mike's Hard, going to put him on
the air. Or that wine cooler, going to have him on his ass.
Niggas
who done been to the bar with me, niggas who done been to the bar with me know I drink two Long Islands, and yeah, I be in the game.
Not one more, not one less.
Yeah. I be in the game. Now, Fred, you drink your Corona and get to sweating over there, and be goddamn scared the bitches off with your goddamn musk. Don't nobody say nothing, all right? So you take it fucking easy, buddy. I just say that. JoJo, you ain't been to the bar with me, so you don't know.
JoJo don't really drink.
I don't really drink.
JoJo, so I know he take a shot and he threw. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I'm saying.
Right. JoJo got at least about two shots in him before he threw.
I got more than that. But this is all I'm saying, bro. It's contextual. So if I'm a single dude out just kicking shit, I done had a couple Long Islands. and Candace Owens done right came there choosing, through, and she choosing. I'm finna knock her ass off. You fucking Candace Owens, you be talking a lot of shit, bro. I'm finna goddamn shut you up.
You gonna hate fuck
tonight? Yes.
You gonna shut her up?
I'm gonna shut you up tonight. I'm a goddamn doggy. You gonna be talking a whole nother tune tonight. After the night, you know what I'm saying? That's how I'm looking at it.
Black power tonight.
Black power, all that conservative bullshit.
Out the door.
Get the fuck out of here. You gonna be tweeting some shit and tell LeBron sorry after I'm done with you. You know what I'm saying?
She might have on a bonnet.
She might have on a motherfucking salvation. What the fuck that shit called?
The crown of salvation.
You call it a bonnet, I call it a motherfucking cap of salvation. She gonna be on this bitch looking like Darren Jackson's wife when I'm done with
you. Hell no.
I don't think you wanna look like that.
She gonna be in this bitch dressing like fucking ghost. She gonna be in this bitch dressing like ghost. I'm gonna have Candace Owens in the house dressing like ghost, fucking with a cap of salvation on.
They said the bitch was James.
I told you that's who we think he is.
Cheated on.
I told you,
bro. That's what I'm trying to tell the nigga. Like, man, I don't know about no bitches dressed like that.
This what I'm saying. What I'm telling you, that's how I'ma have her whip
after the
sex, because I'm a dogger. You know what I'm saying?
She talking. In there,
she talked so much shit. You feel me? So you gotta goddamn, you know, you gotta give her the act right. Now that's me as a single drunk dude that night. You know what I'm saying? Now if I'm, you know, a respectful guy in a relationship, I ain't looking Candace Owens way. You know what I'm saying? Candace Owens ain't got nothing for me to look at.
Joe, you knocking her down?
Down.
Everybody else in here knocking it down. Y'all niggas gonna turn down.
Joe, you said you don't do that.
I mean, off of the video, but it's different in person. I can't say. Probably right now.
In person, she is.
That's what I'm saying. She is not that bad looking of a girl.
It's not I never said she was bad about it.
But it's like,
even if you're hitting in person.
I never said she was bad.
No inebriator or anything. You don't need to
come through with the baguettes. Like,
I said she's not attractive to me. I never said she was ugly.
She wouldn't even know what Jerry to bring.
She ain't giving nigga nothing but a goddamn hard time and a fucking lecture. That's it.
Oh man,
she might be a submissive
woman.
Hard
time in a lecture. Yeah, bro, she's with a white man.
Of course, she's a submissive.
She might be to you if you fucking cut your hair off and look fucking presentable. Look like you're fucking race.
So what y'all? Hold on. Can y'all say? Let's go back to what y'all were saying there about the presentable.
Nah, I ain't say none of that. I ain't gonna say none of that.
No, we got to go back to that part. That was actually a little interesting thing that you just said there. You said that about her submitting to a white man.
Bro, they have no problem doing that for whatever reason. I don't know.
I want you to explore that a little bit more.
And then they explore. You're not about to get me on record drunk saying no wild shit.
I'm just happy with you. You already started.
On record drunk. saying no wild shit. Black women submit to white men.
But he okay with saying that, but he don't want to clean it up. I'm trying to help you out.
They let it be known that they do.
That's what they on. It's crazy though, because we can really get into some shit right here.
Like, that's not even like, me trying to have
We can get into some shit about black women submitting to white men. We can get into some shit about why we feel like black women don't submit to black men. That's what the fuck we could talk about.
You want
to
know fucking why?
Why?
Some black men are too fucking feminine. That's why.
Okay.
It ain't got nothing to do with the women.
Okay.
I have another one.
Too many black men are fucking feminine, right? But
and it's a lot more masculine women now.
Why do we think that the emasculation? Whatever. Why the fuck do they talk about this shit so much? Like, trying to take away the masculinity of black men. Like, why is this shit so prevalent now more than ever?
Who trying to take it away?
They say this all the time. Like,
black men are saying this,
that's what we perpetuate. Like, when they talk about the majority of, like, it's how many gay black men there are. We see, like, all this gay black shit on TV. And we see, like, the fucking... putting, like, all these celebrities and shit that they say these people want to... got to be famous. They got to wear dresses and... dress like women and pretend to be women and like all that type of shit. Like how they say, like,
but they do that to white
how
people.
They perpetuate that
yeah, and that's not narrative, just a black thing.
How they perpetuate that narrative of the angry black man, like, oh, this black guy is angry, he's aggressive, and he needs to calm down, he needs to be more sensitive, he needs to be more in touch with his, you know what I'm saying? They perpetuate that.
I mean, men do that. That's to part men,
of
society.
Yeah, can we like that's a good point what JoJo was saying, that men do that. We gotta kind of step back to a little
so
bit
you
of
don't
that.
Think that.
We also so this first, is what hold I'm on, saying. First thing first, let's talk about some of the things you were saying about the man in the dress thing. So
before you get into that, this is what I'm saying. Why did we say that they will submit to white men?
That's what Eric said.
We saying that they submit to white men, but then we talking about all men. All men are experiencing this, you know, taking away the masculinity from our, you know, the feminizing more of men. Are you saying all men are experiencing this?
I see that it happens, man. I don't see any white men saying they're trying to feminize men.
Put it like this: if you a man saying that, I feel like you have feminine energy. But the women you come across have more masculine energy than you, meaning they want to. You not.
But this is the shit that this is the shit that Kevin Samuels and all these other motherfuckers talk
Rob
about
Samuels.
Because they saying like because due to this feminist movement, this is what Candace Owens was talking about. One of the things that I agree with her on now. I don't agree with her on a lot of shit, but one of the things I agree with her on was what she was saying about how women with this feminist movement are perpetuating this thing, like, oh, that women,
she's literally a woman with the job.
Women can have what men have. Women can want what men want. Women can come out here and try to, you know,
and that's that masculine energy. It's just niggas. Right. You gotta have more masculine energy than your bitch, basically.
So black men have to be Superman.
Yeah, nigga. No,
super
nigga,
masculine man.
You don't this gotta be Superman because your bitch got a job, nigga.
But
she got a career.
We all know that it's a fucking whole term out here that people use called toxic masculinity. And anytime
women can do that too.
Anytime you're masculine, anytime you're too masculine, now you're toxic. So it's like, where is the balance? Where is the balance of being a not toxic masculine man, but being a very masculine man to where you're more masculine than the modern woman?
You just gotta not get out here being
so masculine. Maybe the modern woman has reached to a point of masculinity that once we try to overtop her, we automatically go into toxic.
No, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like society is coming to, because it's like, why are women trying to become so masculine?
It's only
because the bitches don't want to sit at home.
It's when you do it in the service.
They
want to
have a career too.
Women.
They can
like
read.
If you do your masculinity in the service of women, like you built them a house, you cut their grass, or you did a garden.
Oh, they ain't doing none of that kind of masculinity.
Every man ain't doing
it. Why not? Why?
Talking about the women doing it?
I'm talking about every man ain't doing that.
Why not?
Nigga, every man ain't fucking building houses.
I mean, at the same token,
though, some niggas goddamn take out the trash. Some niggas
changing the fucking tire.
Some niggas
fixing the dishwasher.
Every man don't
niggas
do that.
Should be able to do that.
I'm saying this: you got niggas who handy men, but every man
niggas feel like
you're
not
handy.
That ain't handy though. Cutting the grass. I'm
talking
about the basics.
I ain't talking about building a fucking armoire. These niggas said
building
houses.
That's
a display of masculinity. They always say shit like that. Like,
but,
a man nigga go out and go like.
Do any of us know how to build a fucking house?
That's what I'm saying.
So let's not say that. But what men should be able to do.
But we know women have unrealistic expectations for men.
You gotta just tell her you stupid. I don't know how to build a fucking house. You gonna leave me or what?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I ain't finna go to house building fucking
school. This
what
it goes. This what it
house building.
I'm sorry, but I don't got no time for that shit.
This crazy because this is like
I'm fucking 30.
The shit that Kevin Samuels, the shit that Candace Owens, the shit that all these, like a lot of these fucking people, these YouTube like relationship or whatever the fuck you want to call.
These are just people talking about the politics of gender.
Right, but it's like it's crazy because when you hear about this shit. Like you gotta identify what the fuck is going on. There is a thing between a traditional woman and a modern woman. There is a thing between a traditional man and a modern man. You know what I'm saying?
And there's two different types for both of that.
Yeah.
One of them who not doing enough and one of them who doing what they supposed to do, I feel like.
So what would you say to one who doing enough of a traditional man? What's enough for a traditional man?
Fucking traditional man, niggas who just
Did your dad cut the grass every time at your house?
Yeah.
Did your dad What else did you list off? Like when the washer broke, did your dad go down there and fix it himself?
Hell no.
When the garage, if your garage broke, did your dad go out there and fix the garage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Really that hard to do.
It, like, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like,
but like with me,
what if a nigga can't fix the garage, but a nigga can cut the grass? This nigga ain't doing enough now. This nigga might pay all the bills. But, this nigga go to work.
But see,
this nigga fucking like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
but a lot of
can't
folks
pick and choose on.
But
what,
like,
the
who's
fuck
being this fucking picky? Like, who's saying this shit?
Women, dog. This nigga Fred posted, sent us a women tweet that said, if a man doesn't finish all his food at dinner, that's feminine.
Hey, you see what I fucking you like? I'm gonna be the gas nigga ever with my to-go plate.
If you fucking take your food out
about,
to go,
nigga, I'm taking
you're
right
taking
to go
plate at a fucking, like, that's bruh, preposterous.
Bruh.
That's fucking ridiculous. Bruh, like, bro, I might have just not been that fucking hungry. I might not really like this shit.
Bruh.
Why are you taking it home?
But dude, instead of me making a scene, instead of me goddamn being a hoe, like, oh, this shit's disgusting. Oh, my God. What the fuck is this? What
I'm going to take it home and feed it to my dog.
I'm going
to
take this shit and
I'm bring it to my home.
The date. It's not, you know, I don't give a fuck about it.
Y'all never try to take y'all the girl to go play?
No.
I've never tried
to like try to get her to forget it in the back. And just,
that's just seems like broke.
That's like some broke nigga shit.
Yeah, that's
nigga. Her plate looked better than mine. It wasn't broken. Her plate
so
just looked better
than
mine.
So why you didn't order what she got?
Because I ordered something else.
Well, let me get what she had
to go. Yeah, swap this out. I need that to go.
Just drive off with it.
This nigga,
Fred's taking
to-go
plates.
That's a new low. You still to-go plates?
Damn. I didn't take it. She forgot it.
No, you had to put that shit in the bag. She was probably
had to put his jacket on.
And my phone, my phone, she ain't resourceful.
She standing at the end of
her business.
Hey,
she texted next day.
I left.
No, I'm telling. I ain't even seen it in there. Shot it. You said you had a plate in there. See that joint,
Fred? No,
it was nothing in the back seat.
She blowing him up like, "Did I leave my food?" No, I don't know nothing about none of that.
I ain't see nothing in the back seat, boo. Like, damn.
But that's crazy though. You feel me? Like, that's crazy.
The whole
that's
tilapia the gone?
That's wow. Crazy. That's
you're
the
a
shit,
different
like,
type of dirty nigga.
That's the shit people saying, though. You feel me? Like, that's what I mean when I say this shit. Because you got motherfuckers who gonna read this shit and be going with it. And that's all it takes. That's
crazy.
All it takes is for a group of motherfuckers Twitter to start saying some stupid shit like that and believing
bruh
it. And now that's a fucking standard. Now a nigga can't go on a date to get a to-go plate. Or he fucking feminine.
I'm not gonna lie.
Y'all gonna be worried. Y'all really care about
he
that.
He too
though
feminine to me.
No,
he got
like,
to-go plate.
They told us umbrellas were feminine. Like, did y'all really care?
I don't have an umbrella.
I don't have an umbrella.
No, I refuse.
I umbrella it up, so.
I'm not.
So, having an umbrella is feminine? Y'all stop
no,
think that?
No,
I don't.
I just don't. I mean, I put a hoodie on.
I'm too cool for that.
No, for me,
I'm too cool for
the for me, it's more so like, what the fuck I'm gonna do with this umbrella?
Yeah,
like,
oh my
I'm
god,
gonna
like
walk around
it
and
doesn't
hold
rain
this shit in my
does
hand.
No,
this is what I'm saying. Like, if it's raining, what the fuck? What if it stopped? When I go inside, what the fuck? I'm just walking around with a fucking umbrella. Like, that's my
if you walk
thing
inside
just,
of a building, yeah.
That's my
cane
thing, bro. It's just not convenient, bro. I'm just not.
I mean, if,
I gotta,
if I'm going
I gotta
to work,
keep up with it.
Now, if I'm clean or if I'm goddamn got some shit on, I guess. I don't know.
I
gotta keep
up
with
like
this shit.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, you
I'm
don't really like.
So it's Mary Poppins now.
I just don't understand why you would feel like the need to like have an umbrella based off how you dress.
He don't want
to
get his hair wet.
I don't want to be wet. What the fuck? It doesn't matter if I'm wearing some good clothes or some bad. I don't want to be
off
wet.
Oh, they got them doggo.
Why do y'all think it's just
face
a cool thing to just not when there's a fucking object that you can use to walk around in the rain without getting wet on?
Rudy
wet.
Giuliani,
that's what we got hoodies for.
That doesn't stop you from getting wet. I don't want a wet hoodie on me. That's not comfortable.
You take it off. I don't know, man. It's just crazy.
This nigga sounds ass.
Nah, it's just crazy, bro. I just feel like a lot of this shit is getting out of fucking control. You know
I mean, it's Twitter though, bro.
I'm taking my to go plate. They suck my dick from the back.
They don't want the to go plate, but the umbrella is just crossing the line.
Listen, you cannot fucking like. It's getting too far. You know what I'm saying? It's getting too fucking far to where
that's your line.
It's like, dog, now you reaching. Now y'all motherfuckers is reaching just saying some
you
shit
getting a
feminine
to-go plate.
Bro, if I feel like it, yes. And it don't have shit to do with no fucking femininity.
Yeah, I ain't mad at
if
that
if I feel
either
like getting a fucking to-go plate.
Women, but what woman do you know who gonna say some shit like that?
Bro, I asked.
If she said that, you should leave.
A woman told you that?
No. When I saw it, I asked the woman, like, what you think about this? And she was like, I could see people. She's like, I don't think that, but I could see people saying that. Like,
she got the science.
She was like, I could see people saying that, and I could see niggas
trying to finish their food, like trying to feel like a man, like, yeah, I finished
some
all
first
my
date type
right,
shit.
Right, like, oh, I finished all
bitch.
My
yeah.
food trying to impress the
but
bitch.
But you're not
why,
born.
Why are you trying to stuff yourself?
I got the 24
I'm a big boy,
ounce,
mommy.
Bitch.
Right.
I'm going to finish it.
You see that? See, this nigga feel like it's a competition. Yeah, this nigga.
No, this what I'm saying.
This nigga felt like it's a competition.
I'm telling you, like, this is what women. I'm not saying
that. Oh, he's a big boy. He finished his whole plate.
Somebody made a stupid tweet trying to be funny. Bitches have also said that ordering garlic parmesan wings is gay. That's stupid.
What? That's the thing?
That's dumb. But motherfuckers
they're
just
not that good though.
Tell
this is what I'm
jokes.
Saying, bro. This
yeah,
is what Fred, I'm saying.
Like,
it's
just, I didn't like garlic
flavor.
Parmesan.
I don't like
flavor.
Some shit.
Mild.
Naked, yeah.
Mild. Hot and honey. That's my other
yeah,
one.
You want them naked.
I like hot and honey.
Make you're it. So
white. Hot honey's white.
Mild is white.
Hot and honey. Hot and honey is white because it's honey hot.
Oh, honey
it definitely
hot.
Is honey hot.
They know what I'm saying when I walk in and say.
Yeah, because they just
they
know,
should
like,
say hot honey on the American Daily. I go to say hot honey.
Fucking dyslexic.
It's definitely honey hot every time.
They say hot honey hot. Shit, fuck it.
They always correct me.
But yeah, I just feel like that shit's gone too far, man. But anyway, what else we gonna talk about?
No, we can
I just feel like we had to move on from that.
I mean, I feel like we didn't get anywhere.
I mean, no.
Because this nigga talked the whole time.
Nah,
what I'm really trying to say was.
Nah, the fucking line, the line is just crazy, bro. The line is just getting too far, man. We gotta draw the line somewhere, bro. We gotta stop all
this.
It
don't matter if the bitches ain't gonna respect it.
You gotta just find your new bitch, bro.
Nah,
she's
these
stupid.
Gotta
find
respect
a new
it.
One. Shit.
Bitches ain't respecting the line. Like,
the
do what JoJo said.
If taking your
that's
fucking, if me nah, taking my food home is gay,
that's the point.
Well,
like,
God damn it! I don't know how to please you, bitch. I'm about to drop you off, and I'm finna let's just goddamn not do this no more.
This is what I'm saying, bro. Niggas gotta draw.
I don't
the
even
want to
fuck
so
you no more.
Know where the fuck is at? We can't be out here keep accepting this bullshit. Dude.
Well, you
it ain't no other options.
Know. Oh, it's, man, ain't no,
no,
like,
no!
You gotta draw the line. That's the fucking.
These bitches is spitting
the
on the line. These new bitches is different, dog. They don't
new
give a
bitches.
Fuck.
God,
y'all
you know why they
feminine?
Exactly, because niggas like Fred don't want to draw the fucking line.
You gotta draw the line. Ain't gonna do
shit
with. You
gotta put your fucking foot down.
All right.
Fuck it.
Put
I'm
your
in
foot
control.
Down.
God damn it. That's what's wrong with new niggas.
I'm in control.
Modern men, nigga, don't want to fucking. That's what women want. Somebody take fucking control.
Oh, okay. All right, Mel Gibson, tell us more.
Mel Gibson.
This nigga
fucking white man.
The fucking only white man in here.
All right, man, let's finish it up with this high school basketball league now. So essentially, high school sports is essentially over for any normal kid. If you ain't in the league by 16, you ass. That's essentially what's happening. So let me just let people know. Overtime, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Overtime. They do a lot of basketball videos, promote a lot of kids' content, stuff like that. So they're essentially turning a professional league where these kids can make somewhere around 100K for the season. And they play in high school.
The top kids.
The top, of course. Yeah, I thought that went out without saying.
No, I mean, because you said it like every last one of them. Okay, well, anyway, yeah.
But yeah, in this particular league, you'll be chosen. You'll be able to get to play. Masterpiece Kids, I believe, got some offers to be in this league as well.
That's a weird ass man.
They do.
Hersey and Mercy.
He just wanted them all to rhyme. But his kids got offered. They done said a lot of different other kids have gotten offered to play in this 16 to 18 year old league. So essentially, you're what, junior? That'd be a
junior
and senior?
Junior and senior year, yeah.
That's not bad, but to come in and get 100K at 16?
For the top
guys, of course.
I think it's a slippery slope, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, high school sports is over. Like, if you're a normal kid playing all 4 years of high school, like, just know that. That's it.
Nah, I don't even think that, like, because it's like almost like. All right, what's your eligibility status if you do that?
I mean, 2023, that shit don't matter no more anyway, so. In two years.
What you mean?
What they, the one 2023? And
that's when, that's not one and done. You can make money and still play in college.
Oh, yeah, 2023?
Make money, like, off of, like, what?
Whatever.
Like
your likeness.
Your likeness, all that, yeah.
Oh.
So it's not going to matter after 2023.
For college basketball? Or
yeah.
For all college sports?
For college sport, NCAA.
Yeah.
Oh.
So. It's like
a lot of niggas got in trouble for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they got, yeah, that's all it was. This is because of something that we had to put more pressure on. LeVar Ball was a big part of this.
Yeah.
The things he did, the fact that the options of Brandon Jennings, people beforehand going overseas. I don't know if y'all remember the one nigga who he might have really fucked this shit up was Jeremy Tyler from California. He left. He was my senior year. He was a top player in my class. And he left his junior year to play overseas. So yeah, I mean, he didn't do too much. He went to the league for a little bit.
What's the other dude that went over there to New Zealand with LaMelo?
RJ Hampton. Terrence Ferguson was the year before that. So I mean, there's a lot of guys who've been changing it. Jaylen, you got Jalen Green going now with the G League and that half a mil bag there. So I mean, you can't get mad at these niggas for taking advantage of their opportunities. Like, these niggas literally, it's almost going to get to a point where if you are anointed at that 16, 18 year range, there should be no reason why you should ever go broke. You've been getting paid since you were high school to play basketball.
Yeah, but that also, like, you almost got the same, it's almost you run the risk of the D. Rose effect, where it's like, I'm funding so much of the family at a young age, like, I'm putting too much added pressure on this shit.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's definitely, can definitely be the case when you, that's, that 100K is getting split.
Like, I'm providing for multiple,
multiple times. Everybody's not getting
100K.
Yeah, like, I'm just, 10-year-olds not getting that.
The reason why
a lot of these niggas getting 20s and 30s and 10s and 15s and shit.
The reason why I'm doing 100 was because that was obviously the selling point for.
That was the max.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, but a 16-year-old not probably not getting that.
Unless he like
that guy.
Imani Bates.
What's the age group?
16-18. But yeah, if you like Imani Bates is definitely maxing out. He would be somebody that would
That's
max
what
out.
Say, Monty, JD Davidson, Mikey,
DJ Wagner,
JD Davidson, that nigga be boy,
Bronny,
that nigga, right?
So it's, I mean, it's like I said, it's just crazy just to see how big it's building. Because we used to talk about shit like this, like, yeah, we used to really just guess around, and we wouldn't even imagine of it getting to this point where it is now.
I was gonna say
10 years ago.
Do you think like right now, JD Davidson, you would give him $100,000 to play basketball?
I mean, yeah, because that nigga,
you can make that.
I mean, that nigga show, boy. That nigga, for a high schooler, I guess.
Bro, like I said.
Now, as far as for him going to the league, I don't know, but I'm just talking about, like,
against other 16 to 18-year-olds.
I mean, he jumping with me. Now, that I ain't seen, because he don't really. He don't
play nobody.
He don't play nobody. He be playing niggas who not athletic at all.
He don't play nobody.
He's hella athletic.
I knew high school sports had this kind of potential.
But, I mean, so did Zion, didn't play nobody either till he got to Duke, and he was still a man.
Nah, but he had some AAU tape that was against some big boys.
Yeah, well, like Kyrie Walker and shit. And Kyrie Walker been in fucking high school for fucking 8 years.
Old boy from Gonzaga didn't play nobody in high school.
Who? Chet or the Jalen.
Jalen. Yeah, that's what I want to see. Don't Chet play on the same team as fucking what's the name?
He did play on the same high school team as Jalen, and now he's going to Gonzaga.
The tall white boy?
Yeah, Chet Holmgren.
No, that nigga is going to be a problem.
He an op though to me. The fact you that you number so? One play, you're number one player, you didn't go to fucking the whatchamacallit route, you didn't go to the professional route.
Who?
Yeah, Chet Holmgren. He's one. He's number one player, pretty much number one, number two player in this class.
Country.
To me, I feel like if you top five, you don't go pro out of high school, you are beating you're hurting the process that's going on right now. To me,
but so you think he should have went and did the G League?
When I say the op, I'm just saying he the
you
op.
You think he should have went and did the G League shit or went overseas?
The nigga just knew he might have needed a little more work.
Or
he
education knew.
He
is little as fuck.
He told
his mama to get a degree.
His mom is like,
or
go to school.
His mama probably told him he gonna get one.
Yeah, go to school.
It's a lot that go into it.
I mean, I have no problem with that.
You don't give a fuck.
To me, getting the capital is
what everybody doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about in general. The capital is to me. Is always gonna be the most important thing. You can go back and learn. You can go back and get grants for school or whatever stuff.
He can go be a guy playing for Michigan or Indiana.
Yeah, for free when I can go there and play for money. Like, what are you talking about? Those are 2 years. Those are gonna be a year that he did not get money where he can go somewhere and get money.
He might be straight on the money.
That's cool. And again, that's not a problem with that. I'm just talking about when there's something bigger going on, when there's a movement going on, and you're part of that class. Let me just finish. When you're part of that movement. And you're part of that class of things that are going on, and there's progression changing. When you kind of stick with the status quo, you're impeding it. So,
okay. All right.
Everybody
cool.
Can't run and go get a naval tech to show there.
That's why I say it's all this thing I want to talk about in my stomach. Stop being a homo, man. Put your mute mic on mute.
It's just fucking ever since I figured that shit out, that shit has been throwing me for a loop.
Yeah, that shit is pretty.
We have a homosexual amongst
us. But I mean, I feel you, dog.
Dub, you don't have to talk about yourself like that, my brother. It's okay, D.O. Dub.
I feel you like on what you said. I just feel like. I feel like I forgot about that one.
That's a good one, boy. Yeah. That's classic. That's classic.
I do feel what you said, bro. This is great. I just said like,
this
bro.
Is like, this is amazing content that y'all put together over the last hour.
That blueface shit was just the worst. That was me and JoJo's worst moments.
I'm looking at Dub across the shit like, bro, is it like, this a real
Is the
thing?
Show done?
Yeah.
Friends just be saying weird shit.
Amen. But yeah, no, I feel what you're saying about bro, but you just can't expect this nigga.
I'm not expect. I'm just saying I can. When I look at it, to me, that's my view of it.
Don't
yeah, I'm
be critical of him for doing what the fuck he
want
to do.
I'm not critical for doing what he wants to do. Do what you want to do.
Just because you think everybody need to go with the program. And
there's nothing about going with the program. I just say when you see things that's changing.
You say he should go get the bag.
Yeah, I know, crazy, right?
I mean, his name is Chet.
Homegreen. His phone got some paper.
I'm telling you. Yeah. The last yeah. thing phone got some paper.
Yeah,
about.
I've never
what
met
you gonna pay for $500,000? I got $500,000 right now. I'm paying to he's all graduate. Right.
Here, go to Gonzaga.
Right. Like, these motherfuckers don't give a shit about this shit.
Yeah, go get you some pussy.
They just like, you know, fuck it, nigga, go to school.
I wonder what that is like. Now that you didn't say that, JoJo, I wonder what that little G, like the niggas in the G League now, even though they got a little bit of money, are they getting the pussy like that? Is it coming with the ease, or
I mean,
are the hoses treating them like you in the G League?
Probably from girls' days.
No, because hoes is always gonna fall for the bread. Like it's regular niggas that's fucking off just tricking.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess I think about what Gilbert Arenas always used to be saying, where he said the bitches when they found out he was a second round pick, they went dry.
Oh yeah, because if it's first round pick niggas around, then yeah, you lost.
Yeah, we gonna go to them.
Yeah, but if it's just you, the second round nigga, and a bunch of regular niggas,
if you on the team, you gonna get some bitches.
Yeah,
it's a group of bitches. And then
this nigga, he always said he never really went.
Yeah, Gilbert said. Yeah, Gilbert said
a couple times he go, he probably ain't have shit on some little workout shit. Probably came right from the workout. He stank. And he just looked dumb.
Bro, that really shouldn't matter. I'm on the team.
I mean, we know it don't just
because he in the NBA. They blew half the Suns.
I don't even know half the Suns. People are that shallow. A lot of them. But hey, man, we appreciate you guys tuning in to us. You might be a little shallow if you fuck with us. I don't know.
Might be a thoughtful narcissist too.
Might
be
a thoughtful narcissist. But hey, you know how it goes. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast. We talked about a lot of shit. Didn't get to some shit. I really wanted to talk about how DJ Envy and Charlamagne got into it about the
shooting. Kyle Bryant.
Oh, they got into it?
Yeah, a little bit.
We'll talk about
DJ Envy is an op though. Yeah, safe to say.
DJ Envy is Fred. And
whoa.
JoJo is Charlamagne.
No, the fuck. The
appreciate everybody so tuning Angela in.
No, nigga. You're not going to disrespect me right now.
Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Y'all know what it is, man. Thoughtful Narcissist Podcast, baby. That's fucked up. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. 7 years. Say the earth. We out, baby. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Yes, sir. Fred is Envy, though. Fred is Envy. I said to him, baby, girl, we don't.